97.9 The Hill. Good morning. Ron Stutz here along with Mr. Kiger.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the show, Freddie, as always.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always good to see you. I like your Durham Bulls shirt you're wearing.
Thank you. Bulls are headed to postseason play.
Mm-hmm.
Are headed. They're in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit Bull Wednesday.
Correct.
On Freddie's shirt this morning. Hit grass,
win salad.
Salad. It's fun to go over there, isn't it?
It is one of the best family places you could go. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive. You try to go to a Hurricanes game, as much as I enjoy the Hurricanes.
Gosh, yes.
Holy smoke.
Mortgage your house.
Yeah. I mean, by the time you get inside after parking and then buy your family, you know, a little bit of food and what have you,
mm-hmm.
call the bank and transfer money.
Exactly right. But Durham Bulls, not the case.
No.
And, yeah, Freddie goes over there a lot, folks.
Yep, season ticket holder for many years.
Well,
thanks to David Frost with his kindness to allow Ed Loudermilk and other friends to enjoy some baseball over there.
All right. Well, hey, love it. Hit a home run. What's happening with the trivia question today?
Well, we're going to do something from the presidency.
Okay. A lot of these presidential questions.
At one time in his life, this president's name was Leslie King Jr.
I know exactly what this is.
Then he got it changed.
Yeah, all right.
Name the man who went on to become the president of the United States, who at one time in his life was Leslie King Jr.
Hey, let me throw another hint out there. This is the appropriate time of the year to do this. He once played football.
Yes, he did.
All right.
And he once was on this campus in pre-Navy flight training school, as in Carolina.
Kind of narrows it down.
Yes, it does.
919-929-WCHL, which is 9245. Call that number, and you can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers where you are.
You're good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, you want to know the president of the United States who once was named Leslie King Jr.
Correct.
Would that be Gerald Ford?
That would be absolutely Gerald Rudolph Ford Jr.
For some reason, that little bit of information stuck in my head a long time ago.
That's pretty good, yeah. After his mother divorced an abusive father, she later remarried, and her son, on December the 3rd, 1935, legally changed his name to his stepfather's.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, Gerald Rudolph Ford Jr., the 38th president of the United States.
Yep.
And yes, he did play, as I recall, center for the Wolverines of Michigan.
That's right.
And he and George Herbert Walker Bush were a part of the pre-Navy flight training program that was here in 1942, 43, 44, and 45 here in Chapel Hill.
That's kind of a neat little tidbit to know.
And he crashed in two planes over at Horace Williams Airport.
Really?
One of which he was piloting.
That I did not know.
Yep. Two crashes he was involved in over at Horace Williams.
Well, thankfully he survived.
Well, I mean, if you remember him always getting in the middle of some kind of goofy...
Chevy Chase was always doing his routine about, you know, mocking him for being awkward.
He drilled his tennis partner, doubles partner, one time in the back of the head with a serve.
Wow. Yeah, he did seem rather accident-prone.
Almost clumsy.
Yeah. And that, you know, from an athlete, a college athlete. So it's amazing.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the question.
You're welcome.
All right.